the Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Now, listen to that. I don't make these words up. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Believe me, I am in my Father and my Father is in me. And if you can't believe that, believe what you see. These works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. So from now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who He is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. How more emphatic can He be? Not only is He the road, but He said, if you ask anything in my name, and the Father is in me, I will do it. Are you asking today? Are you believing? He said, all that you got to do is believe. You don't have to do anything but believe. He does the work. So whatever your request is in this way, I'll do it. Well, let's give Him a praise this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Only a God like you, Father God. You're our Maker, our Father, our Savior, our Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, anything you need today. Hallelujah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away to shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree.
Yeah.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away to shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. Only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
To only,
to only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you, do I give my praise.
Lord, we give you our praise today, all of our passion, Father, all of our love and all of our honor, Lord, not just today on Sunday morning. You know, don't turn God off like a clock and say, well, service is over. I'll come back next Sunday and I'll pick God up again. Listen, he wants to be with you everywhere you go. He wants you to realize his presence is everywhere. Amen. He is with you everywhere. And you're rising and you're going and you're coming in and you're going out everywhere. Amen. Glory to God.
Come like the wind, come like you promised,
Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said.
Oh, glory to God. Church, remember that scripture I read. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord, come like the fire today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it's not just words. Lord God, if there's anybody in this house or listening that just, you don't love the Lord, the passion's not there, you're getting a little bit cold, I tell you what, God wants to light your fire today. He wants to stir you up and make sure you realize how much He loves you. He's with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He says, come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
'Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire, come on, burning like a fire, you're on the inside. Keeping me alive, yeah. You're on the inside.
Come on.
Burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside. Keeping me alive, yeah. You're on the inside. Burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the revelation, Father God, of who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, worship him. Give him the honor and the glory today. Hallelujah. We praise you for the revelation of who you are. Thank you, Father God. You're worthy. You're the lamb that was slain. They looked around and said, well, who's worthy? And a lamb came forth. Thank you, Jesus, for you're the lamb that took away the sin of the world. That's what they called him, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yeah. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
To be such anointing and power in it because of who he is and because who he that name stands for. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We just love you so much. Thank you for the name of Jesus. You may be seated right now. We're going to take up our offering, and then we'll do our next song during that offering. I forgot about that. Jerry, you can sing later. We'll do this song, and then you can sing, okay? Yeah, sorry, I got carried away. But we're going to go ahead and take the offering, and then I'll let you sing. I got carried away there. And hallelujah. Lord, we just love you so much. You know, I don't want to, I'm not going back to the times that as a Christian that I never thought about the Lord unless I had a problem. Oh, God. Praise God, he was there. You know, Psalm 107 says if you're in desperation and you cry out to him, he calls on you. But isn't it much more wonderful to know that when you before you even get up in the morning, you can just say, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you that you're with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord, I thank you for this offering. And I thank you that you bless the ones who give, Lord God, that we are a prosperous church because our souls prosper. And we are a healthy church because your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health as our souls prosper. And our souls are prospering, Lord God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need.
won't pretend to be sufficient. Know how bad I need to run into you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. Yes, I'm running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. Know how bad I need you. I'm running.
I'm running to you.
You know, there's another scripture that says, Psalm 62, 1 and 2 from the Message Bible says, God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as he stays. Everything I need comes from him, so why not? He's solid rock under my feet. He's breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. When you stay in the shelter of the Almighty God, you're set for life. Why would anybody, you know, even think about running away or turning back or not living for the Lord? When look what you've got. We're set for life. That's the only way to live. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, before you sing, Jerry, I want to share just a little bit about yesterday. I know sometimes y'all think what am I here running my mouth, it's just all about me goofing off and having fun. But in all actuality, by me doing that, I run into a lot of people that are really serious about what's going on in this world, and they are very opinionated on how things should be done in this world. But now yesterday, I talked about five different people that told me, said, you know, Ricardo, he said, it's awesome that we have this many people that are Christians in this county. And he said, what's even more awesome is that how every church around here is coming out of that old traditional stuff and really giving their homage to the Lord. Amen. And that made my heart feel good to just to hear him say that. Just not one, just two or three different people. And I also heard a man say, he said, you know, he said, if just we Christians in this country would stand up and hold hands, he said, we can get the government to do anything we want them to do. That was a powerful statement. I said, well, you know what, brother, you earned something. But God is working, people. There's more people that you wouldn't believe that are Christian folk. You can't ever judge a book by the cover. Amen. I'm done.
Good morning. I want to say something about yesterday. Yesterday morning on the square, Ricardo sang, and there was a group, Forgiven, and Emily Ramage, and I talked to Pastor. I said, we're not going to hear any better singing anywhere than we heard yesterday morning, and you could feel the power of God on the square. And getting into this song right here, it goes along with Ricardo was saying with the government. The government needs to listen to this song. And this song was written in after 9/11. It's in remembrance of 9/11. And we just need to pray for our leaders. We heard that on the square yesterday morning. And that's, you know, we hear, see that in the Bible, pray for our leaders and those in authority. So, Bradley. Old glory's proudly waving in the wind. Though hated by some callous, angry men. But a greater one is watching from up there. And longs to see our nation kneel in prayer. To the leaders of our land I've this to say. Let us reunite in prayer for peace today. God's still on his throne and in control, and he alone can strike the winning blow. The time's at hand when every knee should bow. Let's prove to God we've not forgotten how. Let's give our country back to God again. And prayer is a weapon we must use to win. The time's at hand when every knee should bow. Let's prove to God we've not forgotten how. Let's give our country back to God again. And prayer is the weapon we must use to win. Oh, and prayer is the weapon we must use to win.
Woo. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all. Woo. I say God put this service together, don't you all? Amen. Well, we're going to have a prayer time before we dismiss our classes. And one thing I want you to remember is I want you to remember the Bobby Johnson family. His mom, of course, she's been struggling for several months, but she went to be with the Lord. And, you know, all of us have been through those battles, and you know they're with the Lord and they're much better off, but there's just that human part of us that says, but when they're gone, they're gone. You know, I won't be able to touch or feel Mama again, but we will one day. We'll all see her one day. But the funeral's this afternoon, and I put the address, Bobby and Vivian's address, in the bulletin in case anybody wanted to just send a sympathy card or, you know, we're praying for you, because, you know, that just ministers to you when you know that your church is behind you and praying for you. And so we're going to have a round of prayer. I don't know if there's a prayer list back there or not. Yes, you got a prayer, hon. You have a prayer request? Okay. All right, I tell you what. She's with Jesus, isn't she? We just thank God right now in the name of Jesus that his mom's with in heaven. And I know. Amen. There's a bunch of us that can thank God that our moms are in heaven, can't we? Yes. And never do what, honey? Don't get on the black train. All right. You got it, buddy. And amen. That long black train, right? Amen. Yes. All right, well, Father, we just come on, church, right now. Yes. You need a microphone, son.
Years ago, back in my hippie stage, I had a cop to arrest me. And this particular cop, he looked at me, and he'd known me all my life because we were in band together. And this particular night, he looked at me, he said, Ricardo, he said, I'm going to get you some help. He said, you're too good for this. He said, you're just ruining your life. He said, I'm going to get you some help. So anyway, from that point to now, let's turn back in pages, you know that part of history. Well, anyway, yesterday I was walking up the street and he was sitting on a bench. And I don't know, I guess it's about 4 years ago, he asked me at Walmart if he passed away, if I'd sing at his funeral. And but anyway, yesterday I walked up to him and I spoke to him and he looked at me. He said, you remember that promise you made to me? And I said, well, yeah, Tommy. I said, I remember that. He said, well, he said, you pray for me, Ricardo. He said, I got to go and have some heart work done on me. And he said, it's not looking good. And that was Tommy Corbin, is who told me that yesterday. I just want y'all, that's a testament within itself. I mean, because a man asked me that and he was sitting there crying to somebody he'd arrested and put in jail. But yet and still, oh, well, that's an awesome thing. But yet and still, God is good, people. And we definitely want to pray for him. Amen. Oh, yeah. And Matthew and Sadie's them bus driver from back in the day, we run into him. And he wants us to pray for him as well because he's got a very bad back. He's got a dislocated disc, I believe that's what he said. A broken vertebrae, I'm sorry. And they're going to do surgery on him this week. So,
Ricardo, you stand in for your friend. Matthew, you stand in for your bus driver. And you, Jerry, you stand in for the friend that you and Jimmy both stand in for him, that know him, praying for them. Yes, Miss Phyllis. Amen. Amen. All right, you stand in for him. Yes, Miss Cheryl. All right, stand up. Would you stand up? We want to. Okay, they're focal points for us. So we, yes, Linda. Okay. All right. You stand up and stand in for her. Yes. Yes, and Edwin. Yes. Pardon. Okay. Okay. Okay, Jenny. Okay. You've heard these prayer requests, and you look at these people. Now, we're going to begin to pray. Yes, Pat. Okay. Okay. Yes. All right, Father, I just come before you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come together in your name, and you said we're two or more together in my name. There I am in the midst. And, Father God, we know you're in our midst today. And we lift up these people that are dear to us, Father. They're friends. There's people that, you know, it's like with Ricardo, this guy that had such an influence and such a concern for Ricardo years ago when Ricardo didn't know you. Now, we believe for his healing, Father God. Right now, give him the peace and the comfort of knowing your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Cheryl's sister, Wanda, and for Edwin. And I thank you, Father God, for touching them right now by your power, healing and delivering them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you for Grant. Now, Father, we just believe you for a miracle right now on his skin. A creative miracle, Father God, for his skin to be the way you created it to be, normal, with no problems. In Jesus' name, Father, we just come against an unclean spirit, and I thank you, Father God, for that miraculous power touching him. Thank you for giving Brenton peace about his ma, knowing that one day he's going to be with her in heaven. Thank you for that. Lord, this friend of Jerry's and Tommy's, I thank you now, Father God, for being with him. Lord, that your power is so evident, but Lord God, that his spirit received that power, Father God, that somebody around him began to speak the word faith and believe. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that's going to minister and heal and deliver and set free. And I thank you for this family that Pat had. Thank you, Father God, for meeting the needs, whatever that is of that family, spiritual, whatever it is, Lord God. You're the Savior of the world, and you want to save them. And I thank you for being with Michelle, Linda's daughter. Lord God, that you are the restorer that we sang about this morning, and you are restoring her liver. In Jesus' name, we speak it. Thank you for healing Cheryl and we rebuke the pain in the name of Jesus, Father God. You took all of our pain and all of our diseases and healing. And I pray for this bus driver, too, that Matthew's standing in for. Father God, that you can deliver him from that back pain. You can set that back right and line that back up right. In Jesus' name. And the church says amen. Amen. And we believe it's done. Amen. We're not just saying words. We believe it's done. In Jesus' name. Did I miss anybody? Anybody? Yes. Hope. I pray for Hope's aunt right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that you're touching her. And Lord God, from the top of her head to the tip of her toes,
yes, Lord.
Your healing and delivering power in Jesus' name.
Bless you,
Amen.
Lord God.
Amen. And I missed somebody else. Jimmy, did I miss? No, I prayed for the funeral. Cheryl? Okay.
And also, I
want to
put Mary in
there
too.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the name of Jesus, somebody that's Bethany and Phyllis behind Cheryl, lay hands on Cheryl right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the pain in Jesus' name. Father God, you took her pain on Calvary. You took her pain, and I thank you that she's healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name, she is healed by your stripes. And Lord God, I thank you for touching Miriam. Somebody, girls, y'all touch your mama there and believe for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, of her voice and her body, strengthening her body, she was healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, he took all of her infirmities and carried all of her sicknesses and diseases. And everybody in this church says amen. Amen. That means so be it. Amen. So be it. In Jesus' name. All right. Well, I'm going to dismiss the classes. I don't know if there's anything else that turn the service over to our pastor. Amen.